China. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
Fuck yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. How is everybody doing? What, where was I for the last 2 days? None of your fucking business. No, I just couldn't. I wouldn't call it depression. I'd call it just couldn't be fucked. Which is a mild form of depression called I couldn't be fucked. Dr. Mark making the diagnosis. That's what you need. You need to listen to me. I'm a mental health doctor. I've got a fucking blocked up nose. Like a cunt, but you guys know what it is. It's fucking 10:01 a.m. July 21st, 2023, in the year of our Lord. And what's going on the last 2 days, Mark? I'll fucking tell you what was going on. I went to a play. I went to a matinee show, a daytime show, like a fucking posh cunt. And it was great, right? I went to a play called The Pillow Man and the Duke of York Theatre in central London. And the play was about, it was Lily Allen and she kills her retarded brother. If you don't think that sounds intriguing, you're fucking... It was a Martin McDonagh play and it had slurs like retarded and spastic, so I was cracking up. Not much other people were cracking up at that, but I was laughing a lot. It had child suicide, child murder, and it had some Chinese racism. The whole thing was hilarious. I didn't even know it actually is a dark comedy. No one was laughing in there because theater people, you know what I mean, probably complaining. And the Guardian said Lily Allen was shit, but I thought she was good. I think Lily Allen is a good little actress, I swear to God. So it's an old Martin McDonagh play from like the 80s or fucking 90s, and they revamped it. And we got fucking £20 fucking daytime tickets. And you know what? It was a good time. Yes, a retarded man does get suffocated to death with a pillow, and that's all I'll tell you. The rest of it, you're going to have to find out for yourself. You're going to have to check it out. But now that I'm part of the theatre kind of... you know, audience, I'm very sophisticated. Fuck, my nose is a bollock. It's bollocks. I got to say, I think I got AIDS off my missus or whatever the fuck she had last week. I've had the window. It's fucking hot here, man. And so it should be. Because I know I've been ranting a lot about how climate change is fake, which it definitely is. But it's starting to prove me wrong. You know what I mean? As the heat creeps up, I'm like, yes, I'm going to go and fucking protest with the fags. Maybe. But it's a good sign that it's 10 a.m. and I'm sweating inside. I'm sick with a cold and it's fucking hot as fuck. I like that. That's a nice, it's a nice feeling. Yeah, I hate being sick in the actual cold, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, and then yesterday, I did Mike and the Chief, that podcast, so that'll be out in a few weeks. I don't think it was great. I mean, the lads are funny, you know what I mean? They do a lot of wordplay and, I don't know. I think I was keeping up for a while and then I kind of fucking just hit my wall, you know what I mean? I only work at a certain tempo. I've got low fucking brain power these days. But yeah, the two boys are fucking sick. They're sick crack, you know what I mean? They have a nice setup. Hopefully their podcast does well. I don't think mine was going to be the funniest one ever, but who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? You get asked to do something by your peers, you have to be flattered, all right? Because there's a lot of people who don't get asked to do nothing. They get, but I'm thought of, at least I'm thought of. Is that right? It's fucking right. Yeah, so it's fucking the last week and a half before Edinburgh, so I'm gearing up. How are you gearing up, Mark? You're writing? Shut the fuck up. No, I'm not writing. I'm thinking. I'm a thinker, not a writer. I'm thinking. I'm looking around at the world around me. And I'm absorbing it. I'm drinking it in through my fucking eyes. And I'm trying to fucking blurt it out my mouth in a way that makes sense and is humorous. I'm trying to tickle your funny bone in your arm. The humorous. But what I do, I did shows last night and the night before. Last night did I even fucking, let me see if did I even record a show last night. Was last night 20th? Yeah, I did. Fuck, let's jump right in and see. Look, I didn't even check this. Let's jump right in and see if I'm bombing. Look at it. This is how good this fucking podcast is. I have absolutely no shame. My ego is destroyed. It's gone. I have a massive ego in one way. But in another way, I'm kind of egoless, if you know what I'm saying. I'm kind of at one with the eternal forces of the universe. But in another way, if this fucking set is a lot of fucking silence and confusion, I will fucking want to self-harm. So that's good. That's like, they call it a dichotomy, I believe. Let's just jump randomly in here and see what's going on. Are you serious? I'm fucking playing Ed Mulvey's fucking... Did I not hit record and I just hit recorded on Ed's one? Wait a fucking second. This is fucking bollocks. I can't live like this. I can't fucking live like this. I didn't record my set, so when I hit stop record, I started recording. And I fucking recorded Ed's fucking set. I really appreciate you guys listening.
What's your business excuse? Groupon? Voucher?
Oh wait, fuck yeah. Alright, okay, this is what happened. I've been recording for 9 hours. That's what happened. I've hit record, and I've been recording fucking for 9 fucking hours. Holy fucking moly. Well, if you're not full blown, you're full blown. Alright, this should kill some fucking time. Give him the love. Give him the, yeah, like, welcome on. He's a funny cunt. In the pizza basement.
Whoa, give it up for Adam, mate. Adam from Canada. Cool place, Canada. No opinions. How's everyone doing? Good, yeah, enjoying the basement. Nice. Because nothing bad ever happened in a basement, did it? Nothing bad ever happened in a basement. I'm from Ireland, we don't have basements in Ireland. Everyone gets molested in the attic! Ruins the view. Anyway, what's going on? You guys have one party thing?
Yeah.
Cool, you guys related with the glasses?
Yeah.
That doesn't help, that's not how relations work. That's not how genetics work, I guess it is. Brothers?
No, just friends.
Oh, friends. Oh, you don't know what related means. Okay. Sick. Ah, nice. So it's a work party?
No.
Just mates?
Yeah.
From what? Why are you guys so friends?
Well...
You're thinking about it, like, why are we friends?
I mean, there's a question of life, right?
So ooh, philosopher. Nice. I knew what I saw my...
You saw the glasses again.
Reflected right. In your glasses, man. He's an old... That's Aristotle over there, man. Anyway, it's good to be here. In the basement. Do you guys notice that the weather is getting crazy? Yeah? Holy shit, is that the weather back there? Oh my, the weather's in the room! Yeah, man, it's global warming. They're getting it in Greece and Italy. Not here, though. Makes you think if there's a god, maybe he just hates those places. No, because we gotta stop oil. Hey, you guys using oil? Are you guys oil users? Oh, you guys look like fucking dirty oil users. Using oil. We gotta stop oil, guys. I'm doing my part. I've stopped oil. I've stopped using baby oil on my penis. I was going through the barrel. But Johnson & Johnson, that was my favorite brand. Johnson & Johnson baby oil, favorite brand. Who is this Johnson & Johnson? Did he marry his fucking sister? What's going on? No, I turned the bottle away. When I masturbate, because there's a picture of a baby on it, isn't it? I'm not wronging! No, lady, you said, oh God, and I agree, because if you don't turn the picture of the baby away, there is no God. That's what I'm saying. There is no fucking God. Anyway, it's great to... I'm going to Edinburgh Comedy Festival in August. So I'm going to be famous soon, so you guys better fucking soak this in. I'm going to be so big! I've got some stuff that's I don't like any of it. Well, you got glasses, so you guys educated well. Yeah? Okay, that makes sense. Because I wasn't. When I was in school in Ireland, you know, there was two classes. There was the smart class, and there was the other class. I was in the other class, you know? Remedial class, that's what we used to call it. Remedial. Do you guys have remedial class in the UK? No. Special ed? You guys got special ed? We had a special ed in my remedial class. That would let you know what kind of class. Now, remedial class was me, and it was all the kids from war.
This is fucking retarded. I can't even find my word. I don't know how to stop the recording. Where the fuck is...
And then there was me.
Yeah, you fuck off, you fucking cunt. You fucking cunt, fuck off. Fuck off. Anyway, that'll get deleted straight away. Fucking tragic. Sorry about that, everybody. I'm wasting your fucking time. Of all the gay fucking retarded podcasts you could listen to, and you chose this one, and then I waste your time with that bollocks. Fucking excuse me and accept my apology. Hey, guess what? Guess fucking what? July 20th. But today's the 21st. I fucking missed the moon landing. It was yesterday in fucking history. In Mark's history fucking... So what's going on the 21st? Fuck. Egyptians defeated in the Battle of the Pyramids. I didn't even know there was a battle for the pyramids. They were invented by aliens and the Jews. So history's wrong there. Okay, in 2011, the US space shuttle program ended after 135 missions. We're starting up again though, aren't we, you fucking faggots? Yes, give it up for fucking space. We're going back to space. I'm sorry I wasted your time with that set there. That'll be deleted straight away. That fucking 9 hours of recordings on my phone of me farting in my sleep, I'd say. Alright. I don't promote this podcast yet, so you guys are on the ground level before I get good. And then when I get good, I'll start promoting it and you'll be like, I was there at the start. Before he went all Theodore Kaczynski, you know what I mean? But, God, I feel like shit. I feel like shit, but it's okay. I'm gonna go to fucking yoga with my sickness and try and stretch it out of me. That's what you can do. That makes sense, doesn't it? You can stretch your sickness out of you. I always say that if I see someone, you know, suffering with like leukemia or a terminal illness, I'm like, why don't you try yoga? Why are you being so lazy with your terminal illness, and why don't you just try yoga? That would fix it. Do you think Indian people get sick? Don't answer that question with statistics, because I haven't done my research. But do you think Hindus die of cancer? Definitely not. You know why? Yoga, motherfucker. I barely feel alive, I swear to God. Every week seems more and more dreamlike, you know what I mean? I just feel more... I feel like I'm kind of somewhere in orbit rather than like a terrestrial being on this earth. I feel like I'm just gliding around, observing myself over my own shoulder. I don't really feel here right now. And I can't even blame that on drugs or alcohol or nothing, because I'm doing nothing. Anyway, I guess you're meant to just hang in there, isn't it? That's a lesson, isn't it? You just hang in there until it changes. I'm not even fucking depressed. I'm just fucking lethargic and bored. Anyway, nothing that a load of tranquilizers mightn't be able to fix or make worse. Give it up. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for everybody. Peace out. God loves you. Go in peace to serve yourself. How about that? Alright guys, take care of each other. Have a good one.